Clay Clark and the Reawaken tour. And, you know, it's interesting. They've got an event at Mar-a-Lago, I like to call it. They're going to have a thing there where you can go to pray. Look at this. Catholic Prayer for Trump, March the 19th at Mar-a-Lago. I like to call it Mar-a-Lago. And it only costs $1,000 to go there to pray for Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Well, I tell you what they need to do. They need to, I think they need some exorcist at that place before they start any prayers. this person who put it up says, but it's not a cult for you guys, right? It's not a cult. But you're going to pay $1,000 to go there. And look at who's going to be running it. It's all the Reawaken America kind of guys. You got Michael Flynn. You got Jack Posobiec. You got Jim Caviezel. Oh, yeah, Jim Caviezel. Yeah, he's this Sound of Freedom thing. You know, he's going around saying, Trump's going to save us from the pedophile networks and all the rest of this stuff. He's totally absorbed into this QAnon stuff. You've got, Roger Stone right there. Yeah, all these good. Just, you want to pray with Roger Stone? You should pray for Roger Stone. pray for Michael Flynn, the guy who was pushing transgenderism more than a decade ago at the Pentagon. Yeah, these are the people that you can go there with. And those are the same people that hang out with Clay Clark and his Reawaken America tour, along with people like Julie Green. Don't they have Julie Green show up there? I mean, she's the false prophetess of the MAGA cult. Talking about how Trump is still president. So this is from a listener, Darren. He said, I heard you mention Clay Clark a handful of times in your show now. I know you're aware of the cloth he is cut from due to the company that he keeps. Having said that, if you're curious, I'd like to bring a few things about his character. He runs a Ponzi scheme in the Tulsa area called Thrive. They pray. We used to spell that P-R-E-Y. That's the whole question. You know, is this a meeting for to pray at Mar-a-Lago, or are they meeting the prey, P-R-E-Y, the people they're going to pray off of? So they prey on local small business owners, telling them they have all the answers on how to grow their businesses and become successful. Essentially, it's a prosperity gospel without the pesky pretense of the gospel message needing to be mentioned. There is a couple of semi-helpful nuggets they throw out to their clients initially, but the majority of it is nonsense or even harmful. They fleece these small business owners who are struggling by having them come in once a week or every other week, footing them a stiff bill each month that would be better spent on paying bills or saving for payroll. I mentioned the prosperity gospel. Well, Clay Clark is a fan of it. He is a fan of T.D. Jakes. And Clay claims that his son was blind and miraculously gained his sight when he was a toddler. When Trump became president and the Stop the Steal nonsense gained in popularity, he suddenly sprung up as a political activist. He'd never been involved in that before. He says, I remember the Dominion voting filed a lawsuit against him, but I never heard what came of it. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting that these people continue to pray, P-R-E-Y, on those who have followed them. We have Trump advisor Peter Navarro ordered to prison next week. He's appealing his sentence, but they said, well, you got to go to prison while you appeal it. I saw this on WND, and I thought, they still have that story up, talking about how Trump is a miracle? Are you kidding me? I talked about the pathetic idolatry and blasphemy of this Wayne Allen Root guy. He says, Trump, now he's got another article. He liked it so much, it was so popular, that he wrote a second one talking about how Trump is a miracle. And then to this, he adds, Obama is the curse. You see, Wayne Allen Root is one of these very ambitious social climbing politicians and commentators. And you know, he tried to climb his way up in the Libertarian Party and the Republican Party. He was there at the very beginning saying, you know, I went to school where Obama said, well, he's never there. He's a total fake and all. And he's still back to Obama. So now he says Trump is a miracle. Obama is the curse. Did you know that Trump's running against Obama? I don't think so. Does Wayne Allen Root know? I don't know. But he's going to just keep recycling the same stuff. He says, my column last week titled, Do You Believe in Miracles? Went viral. It was everywhere. It was read by everyone. Yes, I even read it. I read it to you, and I commented on it at the time. But he says, I believe Trump is the, and he puts in quotes, the chosen one. He says, Trump was sent by God. Trump was blessed by God. Trump is supernatural. Trump is a miracle. Wayne, you are a blasphemer. You attribute all of this stuff to him. Just pure blasphemy. Taking the name of Christ in vain. That's what you're doing here. In the really serious sense, even more serious than people always use Jesus Christ as a swear word, right? Even in Japan, where you could count the number of Christians on one hand for the most part. Had a friend who later became a Christian, grew up in Japan. She said, everybody there would swear by Jesus Christ. I was like, who is this guy? You know, if they believe in Buddha, or they believe in Allah or whatever, Shintoism or whatever it is, you know, why don't they swear by that? No, they would swear by this guy they don't know anything about. Isn't that peculiar? But even more so are these grifting politicians who take the name of Jesus and wrap themselves in it. You're taking the Lord's name in vain. Just that simple. Trump is here not as a miracle. He might, you know, yeah, he's put there by God. Everybody, you know, God does what he wants. He works out his plan. But I think the plan is a curse to us, not a blessing. Go back and look at 2020. Was that a blessing or a curse? And who was in charge at that point in time? So, Wayne Allyn Root and his ilk, these grifting influencers, they are a curse themselves.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.